קרו הכהן המחת אויסו יאכלנו means the kohen does the avodah, he could eat from it. So kohen hamechate yoichel. The question like only the kohen does the avodah, he could eat from it. Shein hamechate ein yoichel. But a kohen that doesn't do the avodah, he cannot eat from it. So Rashi says mechate means zorik as adam, the ones that made the zrika. So Morris says uklolu, is this a klal for a mishmaro kula, the whole mishmar, the yein mechatin, they do not make the zrika. The yoichlin still do not eat. In other words, even though a kohen that did not bring the actual korban, that did not make the zrikas adam, still is allowed to eat from the korban. So Gemara says, the yisod is royu lechito kamrinim. He has to be fit to make a chitoy. A kohen that's fit to make a zrika, even though he doesn't make the zrika, he could eat from the bosa. But if he's not fit to make the zrika, that's the yisod of our Mishnah, he cannot take from the bosa. He has the right to be chilek to take from the bosa. For the Gemara, is that true? A cotton, the royal lechit of Yoichel, a cotton, a kohen that's a cotton, is not fit to do the avodah, but still he's larit. Rashi says cotton posel the avodah, the nafkele lon meish mizaruch lo deroisam the moron chulin. So compares a kohen, a cotton, even though he's posel to do the avodah, still he's larit from the korban. If he's a zocher, he could eat from the korban. If he's a kohen. Gemara says, Elama Yachlenu, what's the word Yachlenu means? Yachalkenu. That means he divides it up. Rashi Mahoki Nafkulam Astisan, Tfuyer Mena Chelik. Means he has to get a Chelik. That means Royal Lechitoi Chelik. Somebody that's fit to do the Avoid, he gets a Chelik of it. But Shainu Royal Lechitoi, if he's not ready to do the Avoid, ain't a Chelik. He doesn't get a Chelik. Sayinachnami Yachayin, a cotton cannot get a Chelik. When they make a chalukah on the korban, they do not give it directly to the kohen. Just the kohen that gets it, he takes it home. And echnami, once he takes it home, and echnami, then the ketanim in his house cross leaf from it. But that we give chalukah to the korban, that only goes to a person that's fit to do the avodah. If he's not fit to do the avodah, he doesn't get a chalik. We can't give him the chalik. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the other side. Just wait till the tape ends. On the end of this side, then turn over to the other side, we'll start to go weiter. Here, we're holding the Tzadik Tev from an Aleph. We'll start over again, on the top of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Menohan immediately, how do we know this Yisoid? Again, that the Mishnah says, it's full yem on the Chusik Yipurim. They cannot take a chelik in the Kachim, even though they plan to eat it first at night. So why not? So the Gemara says, Amor HaShlokish B'yamakwa, the Pasuk says, HaKrein HaMechat Oisa. The kohen that like makes the zrika, the kohen that brings the korban, yechlenu, that kohen is supposed to eat from the korban. So diik is kohen hamechat yoichol, shein hamechat ein yoichol. Only the kohen that does the avodah that makes the zrika, he can eat from the korban. But all the kohenim that do not make the zrika, they cannot eat from it. So my next question is: this true? Klalu? Is this such a klal like that? For a mishmar kula, we know the whole mishmar. But the kohen do the avodah, but the locher is the yain mechatin. Not every kohen in the mishmar does the avodah. Only one kohen brings the korban, and still the locher is the yoichlin that the whole mishmar is fit to take a fit eat from the kachim. You see, even though they did not bring the korban, still they're allowed to eat from it. So how could you say a kohen mechate only a kohen that does the avodah could eat from it? It's not true. So Mar says. Roy lechita kamina. What I mean to say is, the kohen has to be fit, has to be roy to do the zrika. A kohen that's fit to do the avodah, he can get a chelik. But a kohen that's not fit, like the Mishnah, Tful Yom, or Mechusik Kippurim, they're not fit to do the avodah, so they cannot eat from the korban. For the Gemara, is true. Hare Kotten, the case of a kotten, tiyene roy lechitoi, he is not fit to do the avodah. And Rashi says kotten is possibly avodah. And the Nachman learned the style from the Pasuk of Meish Mizaruchel Adaroisam Piakol Shechtim. So the Gemara and Chulun learned out from the Pasuk that a Kotten is not fit to do the Avodah. And still the Locher is the Yoichel, a Kotten is Larit from Kotchim. As long as he's a Zocher, he's Larit from the Kotchim. So Gemara says, Elama Yachlenu. What does the Pasuk mean to say? HaKrein HaMechat HaOisa Yachlenu. What does it mean to say we let him eat? It means to say Yechalkenu. a kohen that fit to do the avodah, he's the one that can get a chelik. He can get a portion. They give the portions of the kabonis to them. Now she says, "Am yochin afkulon masnisim." But only two yom ain't a chelik. How much she says that two yom cannot take a chelik. So with this pasuk we learn he can't take a chelik. And a chenami, a kohen like a kotim that's not fit to do the avodah, he can still eat. But to take a chelik from the korban, he has to be fit to do the avodah. So, roru lechito chelik, a kohen that's fit to do the avodah, he could take a chelik. We give him a portion directly from the korban. But shein roru lechito, a kohen that's not fit, that's a tzvul yom or even a kotim, is then a chelik. He does not have a right to take a portion directly from the korban. And a chenami, after the father took the korban, he's allowed to feed it to his son, to the kotim. But we do not give directly a chelik to the kotim. So the Gemara still asks, Harei Balmum, there's a loch of a kohen that's a Balmum, he ain't a royal lechitui, or Balmum is posel, he's not allowed to do the avodah, he's not fit to make his rika, and so the din is the chelik, he's allowed to take a portion, he could take a direct portion from the kohen. So my answer is, like, that's what our Mishnah says. So the Gemara answers, Balmum, Rachmon Rebiya, there's a special Ribu Yakroa that a Balmum is different. But even though he can't do the avodah, he's allowed to take a chelik. But the pasuk says, "Kol zocho b'kahanim," that l'rabo is balmum. That even a balmum, also he could take a portion, he's allowed to eat from the korban. For the Gemara of the Yema, why don't I say this pasuk of "Kol zocho b'rabos tfuyoyim"? Maybe comes to add a tfuyoyim that l'maisi is a kohen, he will be fit to do the avodah. Even though now he's tamei, maybe he's fit to take the chalukah. Tamar says, no, Mistar, it's more of a svara that Balmum Hevel Rabuya. It's more of a svara tied on a Balmum that he could take a chalukah. Why? Shekhen Eichel, because he's fit right now, at least teeth from the korban. He's fit teeth from Kotchim. A Balmum has no psulan achila. He's only possibly a voida. Tamar says, Adra, maybe just the opposite. Tfuyen Hevel Rabuya. His biggest svara to say, a Tfuyen should be able to take a chalukah from the korban. Why? Because at night time when it comes to Shemesh, he's mamash a kain tall, he's allowed to do even the avodah then. So maybe he's more adif. Mora says, no, the svari is hashta miyah holechazi. But call upon him right now, he's not fit. He's not fit yet, therefore we do not give him a chalukah. But rather, when the ribui says of kol zoch, with the svari to give a balmum and not a tful yom that's not fit right now, even teat. Nothing more says, Rav Yosef says like this, Michti, let's see, Ma yachlenu, what do we say in Shana Posik when we start off, Ha'kein ha'machat ha'isi yachlenu, you want to say yachakenu, it means to say we only give it to a kohen that could do the avodah or chalukah, he gets a direct portion from the korban. So Nothing more says, so, Richter Rachmoni Yechalkenu. Why didn't the Pasuk already say the word Yechalkenu? Ma Yachlenu. How can the Pasuk say it eating? If it's talking about giving out the portion, why does it say Lashon of Yechalkenu? So the Gemara says, if so, Shemamina, it is the proof that Royo Lachilo Chelik. If the Kohen is fit to eat it, then he could take a chukah from it. But Shein Royo Lachilo, like a Tfu Yoim, that's not fit to eat the carbon right now, ain't a chelik, he can't take a portion of it. Therefore, the svar will be marba a balmum and not a tfuyay. Another Gemara says, Boyer Rishlokas. Rishlokas has a shana like this. What's going to be balmum? The kohen is a balmum, but who tomei is also tomei. Marashi acholkoloi. What's the locha? We let us still give him a portion from the korban or not. What's the svar? Kivan doloi chozi, sislamaisa a balmum is not fit to do the avoider anyway. And still, Rachmana, Rabbiya, the Torah gives a chiddush of Kol Zocha Bakanim, L'Rabbi's Balmum, that a Balmum could take a portion. If so, maybe this far should be Leishana, Mali Tomei, Mali Balmum. It doesn't make a difference whether he's only a Balmum or he's even Tomei. Still, there's a Ribui. I do maybe know, Royal L'Achil L'Chelek. It has to only be just a plain Balmum, that I'll call upon him. He's roi teat from the korban, even though he's not fit to do the avodah, but I'll call upon him, he's fit teat. Therefore, there's a ribu to say he could take the chalukah, he could take a direct portion from the korban. But maybe, shein roi lachila, of the mum that's tamei, that's not fit to eat right now, maybe the din will be ein achelik. No, he cannot take a portion. That was Rosh Lakish Yisharlo. Amar Rabba, and this Rabbi says, Tashma, come and bring your proof. The locher is that Koyin Godel mat revoinim. A Koyin Godel, even though one of his korvim die, that is an oinim, still is allowed to bring the korvim. He has had to bring the korvim. But the locher is v'yeno oichel. He is not allowed to eat from the korvim right now, when he's an oinim. And who adin v'yeno chaylik, lechol erev. We do not give him a portion, even to be able to eat for the night time. Why not? Shmamin, it's a proof here that royal achilabinan, that even though the Kohen Gadol is fit to do the avodah, but since he's not fit to eat right now, the night we cannot give him a chelik. Ishmamina, here should be a proof also for Baal Mum. The Baal Mum is less than this. The Baal Mum can't even do the avodah. So the only reason why we give him a chelik is because he's fit to eat. Mashenken, if he's not fit to eat, we do not give him a chelik. Can't be better than a Kohen Gadol that he could do the avodah, but still, since Lamaisa he can't eat right now, we do not give him a chelik. So you see, the Ikka Chaluk is only totally if somebody that could take a poor, that could eat right now. Therefore, since this Baal Mum, if he's a tummy, he can't eat right now, Shita does not get a chelik. The other one says, Boy Rav Oishia. Rav Oishia has a question like this. Tomei the Karbonis Tzibur Mal Shechokoloi. Let's say a claim that was Tomei brought a Korban Tzibur. We know a Korban Tzibur is brought for Tumor. So what's the locha? Mi Arminudu, I say, HaMechat Amarachmona. V'hai Nama Mechatahu. The Maestro, this claim, even though he's Tomei, he brought this Korban. He made this Rika. So since he made this Rika, maybe he's allowed to take a portion, at least eat it at night time. I do maybe know. Royu l'achilo chaylik. Only if he's fit to eat right now, then we give him a portion. But shayna royu l'achilo, since right now this kohen that's tamei, even though he did the avodah, but he's not fit to eat any kashrut right now, therefore maybe ain't a chaylik. He has no right to take a direct portion from the korban. So that was a vayshi yishayla. So again, Amar Ravina, Ravina says, I'll bring you the same proof. Tarshima coming here. It says clearly, kohen gadol makriv einein. Or Kohen Gadol could bring a korban when he's anointing. He's fit to do the avodah, but still, v'yena oichel, he's not allowed to eat korbanos. He can't eat kashrut right now, and therefore the din is v'yena chelik lechol erev. He has no right to take a portion right now or to eat it at night time. So Shmamina, what do we see from this Kohen Gadol that the yisoid is royal achila bina Shmamina? The only person that could take a chelik from a korban. We have a right when the Kohanim divide up the korban and give out the meat. Who do we have a right to give the meat to directly? Only to a kohen that has a right to eat kachim. But a kohen that's tamei, that has no right to eat kachim, he has no right to take a chalukah. Now it says in the Mishnah, oinein nogeya, that an oinein, he's allowed to touch kachim, but veinemak, we just know how to bring it. That's the deal. The Mishnah again, that oinein is nogeya, veinemakrif. Tomorrow says, Oinein, a kain, a regular kain that's an Oinein, one of his mishpacha died, that he has to take care of the kfura. So you want to tell me, Nageya, that he's allowed to touch kachim, in other words, he's not tamei. Tomorrow says, Raminu, I have a question on this. It says, Oinein, o mechusa kipurim, srichas filula kodesh. A kain that's an Oinein, or else he's a mechusa kipurim, he has to go to the mikvah before he can eat kachim. So who you see that it's full yom, is called Tamei. So how could our Mishnah say that the Oinein is Tamei? So how could our Mishnah say that the Oinein is allowed to touch Kachim? So Rav Ami says, Rav Yechanon Lekash, there is no stira. Kan b'shetovol, kan b'shletovol. That our Mishnah is talking about after he went to the mikvah. If the Kohen went to the mikvah, then he's allowed to touch Kachim. For the Gemara Sawat, v'chitovol mayhevei, the Meister, the Kfura didn't take place yet, so the Nina should still come upon him. What about if he went to the Mikvah? The Meister is still learning right now. So what is the Tefillah is going to help? So for instance, the proof of the question, that Yomar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Oinein Shetovol, Aninusoi, Chazeres Alov, even though the Einin went to the mikvah, so what? His Aninus comes back upon him. To see the Aninus, is Chazer. If so, what Shana Mishnah? Mishnah says, my name is Laratos Kachim. Why is Laratos Kachim? Suppose that they are Kasha, no Kasha. Ho the Asich Daitei, ho the Loyasich Daitei. I tell you, one is where is Messiah Das, and one is where it was not Messiah Das. Rashi says, Vidyasir Daitei means Mishmir as Gufay, where he took away his mind from watching his Guf. So therefore, but since he's Osfet, he caught him anyway that day, so therefore he was Messiah Das, so therefore we say he has to be Tevil. But our Mishnah is talking about that the Einin was not Messiah Das. He did not take away his mind from watching himself not to become Tomei. So even though the Din is an Einin cannot do the Avodah, but if he watches himself, he does not become Tomei. So that's the question, Hesech Adas, Shlish Shvi Boi. If the Pshat is his Messiah Das, his Braisa, that he did not watch himself, so then we have to be afraid that he touched the mace, and then to become Tor, Alavtav Hazor, Shlishi and Shvi, and here it's Mash, Moldi Hazor, just go to the Mikvah. So you can't say he was Messiah Das. So my answer is, the part of the question, the Yomar Reb, Yustoyin, Rebbe Mosin, the Yomar Reb Yechanan, the name of Reb Yechanan, Hester Chadas, his occurring was Messiah Das, stopped watching himself, not from becoming Tomei, the din is Torah Hazor Shlishu Shvi. He has to make Hazor on the third and seventh day. So here the Brisa says he has to go to the mikvah, and that's all. It can't be there is Messiah Das. If it's not Messiah Das, what's Shana Mishnah? What does our Mishnah say? It's a lot of tough kachim. So the more answer is like this. Let Hashem know, there's still no question. I'll tell you, how the Yasser Daitei Mitomei mates. If his Messiah Das not to watch himself from even becoming Tomei Mace, then true, he has to have Hazor, Shlishi and Shvi. But here's what the Brisa says, all he has to do is just go to the mikvah, it means he had a Shemir, he watched himself not to touch a Mace. Just to his Messiah Das not to touch a Sheretz. From Tuma Sheretz, he didn't watch himself. So therefore, we have to be afraid, maybe he touched a Sheretz. And therefore, it's enough just to go to the mikvah. Or the other day, me Tomei Sheretz. For the Gemara, Tomei Sheretz, Tomei Miyal Yehevei, Hera Shemesh Boi. So it's a question then. If we're afraid he really touched him a Sheretz, then he's Tomei until Hera Shemesh. Going to the mikvah alone would not be enough. He still has to wait till Hera Shemesh. V'yoi, afilu tshumanami. If with Messiah Das, not to touch a Sheretz, then he should be Tomei, even to eat Truma also. He should have to have Tefillah for eating Truma. And here we learn, no, you only need a Tefillah, L'Kodesh, and not for Truma. And Amr of Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yirmiyah answered like this, the aim of the case is talking about, Nishmati Midover Hatamani, L'Nishmati Midover Haposlani. I watched myself not to touch something that would make me Tomei. And Echanami, I did not touch a sheretz. I did not touch anything that would make me tummy. But I did not watch myself from something that would puzzle me that I would not be able to eat kachim. In other words, a tumad rabbonin that would make that I would not be able to eat kachim. As Rashi says, l'achilas kachim mid rabbonin, something only puzzle mid rabbonin, and I would not have to have hera shemesh. So therefore, and the chayim to negar b'truma, when the person said nishmati midavah patlani b'truma, I watch myself from these things. So that's why it's Kudus Bryce here, that all he has to do is just go to the mikvah. Because he's only talking with Rabbonin, so on those things the mikvah would help. Our Mishnah means the person watch himself completely, therefore he's allowed to touch him. So now is the question, Omiyikun at Yerusal Apalgo, is there such a thing that a person watches himself for only for half, for certain things, not for the other things? Someone says, in yes, the Tani will learn this, I'll bring you proof, for Tani will learn. Or there you have Sala Roshoi, if let's say the basket is on top of his head, or there you have Sala Roshoi, who magrates for the Seichel, he has a hammer inside the basket.